Hi there. The word for you today is, don't lose your compassionate edge. In James 2:17, we read, faith, if it does not have works, is dead. Mother Teresa once said, and I quote, the biggest disease today isn't leprosy or cancer. It's the feeling of being uncared for, unwanted, of being deserted and alone. As a result, she spent her life rescuing sick babies and giving dignity to the dying. Asked why she did it, she simply replied, because Jesus did. What a great answer. When simultaneous disasters hit different countries around the world, humanitarian organizations say that we suffer from something called donor fatigue. Well, let's add one more, compassion fatigue. One well-known philosopher wrote, and I quote, warmth, warmth, more warmth, for we are dying of cold and not of darkness. It is not the night that kills, but the frost. Think about this. Of the 1,189 chapters in the Bible, 250 contain the words of the prophets. That's roughly 25%. Half of what they say denounces sin, but the other half condemns those who see human suffering and do nothing about it. Yet, events that horrified those same prophets take place in our world every day, and somehow we're immune to them. Like wearing a watch, you get used to it, and after a while you don't even notice it. But the prophets noticed. They never became desensitized to either sin or human suffering. And as a redeemed child of God, you mustn't either. You say, but my main focus at the moment is on building up my faith. Yes, and that's a good thing. But never forget this scripture. Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.